I'm on page Reish Tes Zayin in the second Chelik. We started yesterday the Shita Sarishayinim. We learned the Shita that's brought down in the Mordechai from Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen, who was asked, Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen was asked regarding a person who had made a loan to another person and was trying to get this money back for the entire 7-year Shemitah, during the entire time. And then during the time of that year, he didn't go after the individual. He also did not say Mishamet Ani. He did not officially disclaim the loan. He didn't nullify the loan. And then the question is, now afterwards, is he allowed to resume seeking the payment of the loan, or do we say that no, it was already Shemitah and it's a foul? So this is the question that was asked of Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen. And the Mordechai brings that he says the Lashon of Rabbeinu Avigdor is that as far as Shemitah's Ksafim is concerned, Shvi'is is Mishametis Me'eleha. Shvi'is is Mishametis Me'eleha means that Shemitah happens on its own, and it's Mishamet, and it nullifies, it cancels all debts. It's Mishamet on its own, even if the person did not say Mishamet Ani. As far as saying Mishamet Ani, as far as making that proclamation, that he's relinquishing the debt, letting go of the debt. As far as him saying Mishamatani, Rabbeinu Avigdor says that's a mitzvah ba'alma. That's a mitzvah ba'alma for the person to do. We'll see that perhaps that's his participation in an event that's happening really beyond him. It's happening from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an afkata de malka. Shmitas ksafim is something that takes place from above. And down here in the world, we watch this unfold, and therefore, regardless of whether the guy said Mishamatani, he didn't say Mishamatani, Lamaisa, if it went through that time, then the Shemitah was Mishametis. Then Shemitah, on its own, canceled the debt. That's Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen. The Chain Das, let's continue. Chain Das, or Zeru, on Reish Tes Zayin. This is also the view of the Orzerua. Perkam Nesech Zorazor, Ois Kovches. Afilu Hu, meaning the Malve, Toivai Bebezden Lefrauer. Even if the Malve, the guy that lent the money, even if the Malve comes and he tries to take this guy, he takes the borrower, the Loive, he takes him to Bezden, in order to get this fellow to pay, and the Malva, not only does he not want to be Mekayim this mitzvah ba'alma of saying Mishamet Ani, the Malva says Beferish, Eini Mishamet, I absolutely do not give up on this money. Eini Mishamet. He says Eini Mishamet. Lo Yochush, the Arzeru says, Lo Yochush Haloiva al Dvarv, the Loiva does not have to worry or pay attention to that. Mibnesha Hatira Hishmitasa. That's what the Zeru says. Mibnesha Hatira Hishmitasa. Because the Torah canceled the debt. The fact that the Malva is screaming any Mishamet doesn't make a difference. The Torah already took it away. Vain Oid Rama, Cheshamishbit, Simon Samach Zain, Sifav, Ubismasha, Sheheviu Bishim Haramban, Chulis Arashba, and so on. Because the Ramban, Shekosav, the Shvi's have Avkata the Malka, Le'inyin Shvua Ayin Shem. There we find also that the Ramah brings from the Rishonim that Shvi's Shmita is an Avkata the Malka. That Shvi's is something that takes place by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an Avkata the Malka. V'ini B'das HaRambam, Mavua Gamkein, the Sova the Shvi's Mishametes Me'eleha. This, too, appears to be the view of the Rambam, who holds also that Shvi is Mishametis Me'eleha, that Shmi, the Shmita is Mishamet, it cancels the loans, the debt on its own. These are the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. Ein Shvi is Mishametis Ksafim. We saw this already yesterday in the Ein Mitzvah. Ein Shvi is Mishametis Ksafim Ela B'Sofa. Shmita cancels all of the debts at the end of the seventh year. Ela B'Sofa Shenema Miketz Sheva Shonim Ta'asa Shmita. As it says in Pasuk, at the end of 7 years, Ta'asa Shmita. Ukshetishka chama b'lel Rosh Hashanah shal mitzoy shviyas avad hachayv. And when the sun sets on Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when the sun sets mitzoy shviyas at the conclusion, at the end of the Shemitah, as the sun sets, avad hachayv. The chayv, the debt, is lost. It's finished. Hay depaka hachayv me'eleha. The wording of the Rambam is quite clear. Avad hachayv. It's finished, it's gone. It does not require any specific act on the part of the malve. It's avad hachayv. It goes, it's gone. Haydepaka hachayv me'eleha. V'geda ha-mitzvah ha-nimdekan kevan. Deben nifka hachayv yizbor bez Hashem v'yashitis. And what exactly is the mitzvah that the Rambam is counting here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the other Rishonim count as a mitzvah? What exactly is the mitzvah? Since it's happening on its own, you don't really have to do anything. So what is the mitzvah of the 613 mitzvahs that's being counted here? That we're going to see, Mitzvah Hashem, in a little while. So this is the shita of Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen, the Or Zeruah. It's brought down. It seems to be also the view of the Ramban and the Rambam, that Shemitas Ksafim is an Efkata Damalke. It's something which takes place in Shemayim, and that's the Mitzias, regardless of whether you say Mishamat Ani, you don't say Mishamat Ani, you want it to happen, you don't want it to happen, it happens. Shita Sayireim. Shita Sayireim is very unusual, and therefore many Achron have tried to explain it in a way that would not be as radical. But the Yireim says the following. He may be Yireim HaShalom Simekuf Samach Dahal Kosa. Yireim says, V'chayv she'over alav shviyas, a chayv, a debt, that has gone through the seventh year, Eina v'shoy loy v'la akvay, Ela al pi malva. The loyva is not permitted, the loiva is not permitted to withhold the payment of the loan, ella al pi malva, unless it's according to the will and the desire of the malva. She calls man shle yishmitai malva chayiv lifroa. Yireim says that as long as the malva was not mishamet the loan, as the malva did not cancel the debt, chayiv lefroya, the lova is chayiv to pay it back. Whereas here, the malva, according to the Yireim, Shmita's ksafim doesn't take place automatically. It's not enough katan the malka. The malva has to be mishamet. And if the malva was not mishamet, then the loan continues to, the debt continues to exist. Chayiv lefroya. So what happens over here? So elaloive, look how interesting this is. Elaloive yazmin malva ledin. The loive has the right to bring the malva to a din tyra, to Besdin. Elaloive yazmin malva ledin she yashmet lechayvay. And in the Besdin, the loive demands that the malva, in fact, it should be meshamet the chayv, that the malva should renounce the debt. Kashet tzivah yaitzer, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, but it's hinging on the malva doing that. It's not happening it's not happening in a way that disregards the Malva's rotzen to cancel the debt. Yasmin Malva Ladin, she asked Malachava, Kashitsiva Yardse. Ubezdin Yechayvu Le Malva Loime Mishamatani. And when this happens, if the Loive takes the Malva to Bezdin, and the Loive says, the Malva says you owe me $1 million. The Loive says, I mean, it's already after Shemitah. It's already cancelled. So the Bezdin, Yechayvu Le Malva Loime Mishamatani. So the Bezdin is Mechayev the Malva, obligates the Malva to say, Mishamatani, the magic words. Vim Eina writes a Malva loy Mishamatani. So let's say the Malva is really, he really is not prepared to do this. He says, no, I'm not Mishamat. Absolutely, I'm not Mishamat. I want my money back. Then, Yikafuhu Bezdin. The Bezdin forces him to say, Mishamatani. But he must, if he doesn't say Mishamatani, then it would appear, if he doesn't say Mishamatani, that in fact the loan, the debt continues to exist. He has to say Mishamatani. I mean, it sounds like a farce, doesn't it? We have to see more about this. What does that mean? The Malva says, I don't want to be Mishamat. And the Bezdin is kaifa him, the Bezdin forces him, like we find in those days when Bezdin was able to do that, when it comes to other mitzvahs, a guy that doesn't want to build a sukkah, so kaif myself. To be mekayim mitzvahs, I say, the Bezdin can force a person to be mekayim mitzvah. This person has a mitzvah to be meshamet the debt, to cancel the debt. He doesn't want to do it. And the Bezdin can force him to be meshamet. Umavur, so those are the words of the Yireim. Umavur, what comes out from here, is the shitas ha-yireim hu da-ha-chayiv eino nishmut me'elav. It's clear that according to the Yireim, the chayiv doesn't disappear at the end of the seventh year. It doesn't go away on its own. It's not an afkata d'malka. It's not an automatic process. V'davka ha-malva ba'oime mishamatani hu mafki ha-chayiv. V'davka, when the malva says, mishamatani, that's mafkia the chayv. That is what uproots the chayv, the debt. Ela the bezdin kaifin hamal v'loim and mishamatani midin kaifin al hamitzvus. The bezdin, if the loiver goes to the trouble of bringing the mal to the bezdin, then the bezdin can be kaif for the guy. The bezdin can force the guy to say mishamatani the same way that the bezdin can be kaif to keep other mitzvus. Ulafiza, and according to this, Becherish Shait of a Katan, if we're dealing with the situation of one of these people, a Cherish Shaita, a Cherish, a person who's deaf, dumb, a Shaita, a fool, who's halachically considered to be a Shaita and a Katan, or a child that's underage, any of these people, a Cherish Shait of a Katan, Sheyesh Lehem Mois, that have money, the Hilvu Lachem, and they lent the money to somebody, Kevin she'enim b'nei mitzvahs. Now, we know that a cherish shayta v'katan are not b'nei mitzvahs. The Bezdin does not force a cherish shayta v'katan to sit in a sukkah or to bench lulav. They're not b'nei mitzvahs. They're pturim for mitzvahs, a cherish shayta v'katan. So kevin she'enim b'nei mitzvahs, enim mitzuvim loyim mishamet anilach. They're not b'nei mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, according to this, the Shemitah's Ksafim is not an afkaita de malka. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, but rather it's an afkaita de gavra. It's a mitzvah that's mutal on the person himself. Since a cherish, shaita, and a katan, these individuals are not b'nei mitzvahs. They're not b'nei mitzvahs. Therefore, eino mitzuvim loyim mishamet anilach. So it comes out an interesting thing. It's eino mitzuvim loyim mishamet anilach. V'chayv nishar kidmi ikar. And the chayv, the debt remains kidmi ikara in its original state, which means that the loiver, the borrower, is chayv to pay back the cherishayta of cotton. Vayim in cheschinuch mitzvahs tof ayin zayin sev cotton beis. Vayin oid lechan v'yoshitis. To learn more, to understand the Yireim on a deeper level. Now what comes out from, I mean, there are all, as I said yesterday, all of the differences in halacha regarding Shemitah's Ksafim return to this basic question: is Shemitah's Ksafim an Afkaita de Malka or an Afkaita de Gavra? Does it happen on its own from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or is it an Afkaita de Gavra? In our days, the Paiskim have an interesting question, just to give you a taste of one interesting Nafki minute that came up much more recently and is discussed by the Paiskim these days. You have a Baal Tshuva, person became religious. And this Baal Tshuva, lent money to an individual. He wasn't religious. He lent money to another Jew. And it's already, it's after Shemitah. He became frum now. The Shemitah already passed over this loan. And now the guy became frum. And he goes to be Teveya from the Loiva. He wants the money back from the Loiva. So the question is, and then the Loiva gives him the money, or the Loiva gave him the money during that time, let's say, that he wasn't frum. Now the Malva became frum. And he has sitting in the bank $1 million that lived through Shemitah at the time that the loan was made, and the loan was paid. The loan was paid. At that time, the guy wasn't frum yet. Now the guy became frum, and he's learning Shemitah's Ksafim, and he says, wow, I have this money. I went and I got this money back from the Loiva. I got the money back from the Loiva, and maybe the money's not kosher, because the money went through a Shemitah. And the question, I don't know. Maybe I have to return the money. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Olav Shalom, and Yibodim Lachem Lachem Rav Vosner, and others are makel that he's not chayiv to give it back. They use a number of things to be makel. It's drabanan, and they bring up other issues in the kula. Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds that in such a situation, the malva would be chayiv to give the money back to the loiva. That he's chayiv to give the money back to the loiva. And the basic question is this question: Do we say that Shemitah is an afkaita de malka, and it's mevatel on its own? It's mevatel the loan, and that means that this Baal Tshuva is holding on to money that simply does not belong to him. It doesn't belong to him, because regardless of where he was holding religiously, whether he was observant or he wasn't observant, when the seventh year concluded, that debt was canceled. The fact that he went to get the money from the Loiva before he found out about any of this, the fact that he went to collect the debt, that money is gzeila biyado. It's not his money. The Torah took that money away from him. The Torah doesn't belong to him. So he's holding on to some other guy's money. The Loiva paid back the money, but the Torah took away the shame, the name of it being a chayv. It wasn't a chayv anymore, because if we say that Shemitah is nafkata de malka, it makes no difference whether he knew that he was from, he wasn't from. Lamaisa, he collected this debt. And Lamaisa, he has this now in the bank, and the money doesn't belong to him, because the Torah took this money away from him, because the Torah canceled the debt. If, however, you hold that Shemitah's ksofim, that Shemitah's Ksofim is an Afkaita de Gavra. So this Gavra, meaning that it's something that the person has to renounce the debt. He wasn't from at the time, and he never said the words Mishamet, and he never heard of such a thing. He never was Mishamet the Chayv, and the Chayv in that case, and the Chayv therefore was paid, and he has the money, or he already spent the money. So according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Vosner, the din is that even though most Rishonim hold that Shemitah's Ksafim is an afkaita de malka, that it happens from Hashem, but in this case, because the fellow was not from and he didn't know, we're makel, we're lenient, and we say that, and it's also because Shemitah's Ksafim is a drabonin, so we say that we allow the money to sit with this guy, and he does not have to pay it back. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, no. Shemitah's Ksafim Shmita's Ksofim says is an afkaita the Malka. The Rishonim, most Rishonim hold like that, and the Rambam passes that way, and that seems to be also the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. And it, since it's an afkata the Malka, that means that this Malva, the fact that he wasn't from Lamaisa, the money doesn't belong to him because the Chayiv was Nishmat Me'ala. The debt was cancelled from above. And he didn't say Mishamat any, that's too bad, but he has to give the money back to the lawyer. So this is just an example of how this whole Shaila plays out in a very tangible way. There's Maneinu in a Machlok is the Poskim that we have nowadays. We'll see, of course, much more about this as we go on. Yeah, Avram.
I read this. This
room
should be made more, right, by somebody who's not showing mitzvahs. So how does it apply in this case? Is it a similar situation? Is the guy, with the point of fact, can ask you, would he be tired to give the money back because the guy who was the borrower is not showing interest in the first one? Is there a room to do
that kula when it comes to ribbis? It's an interesting question that you're asking me, is to make the connection between, there are certain similarities between ribbis and Shemitah Ksafim, and we're going to talk a little bit about it. That din regarding ribbis, it's not so much. It applies to a person who is defined in halacha as a mumer, and whether or not that applies to modern day non-religious Jews is a very serious question. Most poskim hold that as far as ribbis is concerned, that we do not consider these modern day Jews who became frum to be mumrim, and that the halacha is that all the laws of ribbis are in effect. But again, I don't want to go into that right now. But it's an important question. We'll keep that on hold. The similarity or the dissimilarity to ribbis. We'll see more about that in Yisrael. Vehine, on the bottom of Reish, on the right side of Reish Tazai. Vehine, av shekosu ha'achroinim, sheloi nimsa chover la'yirein b'zeh. Now the Achronim have written that this view of the Yireyim that holds that it's nafkata the gavra, that the person has to say, that the person, the malv has to say mishamatani, and if he doesn't say mishamatani, that the debt is not cancelled, only the loiver can take it to the bezin, and the bezin will force him to say mishamatani. But otherwise, the debt continues to exist. So the Achronim said that the Yireyim is alone in this opinion. This is a voice in the wilderness. He's the only one that holds this way, the Yireim. So the author here says, the Mitzvah Melech says, even though the Achronim have written that there is no one else, he has no friend in this matter, meaning the Yireim is alone in this opinion, that Shmitas Ksofim is Nafkaita, the Gavra of the person. We need to take a second look at the Ritva in Marcus, at the beginning of Marcus, Bahad the Isa Sham the Gemara. The Gemara there says, the Ha'omer Almanas Shaloi Tishmeteni Bashvias. A guy says, the Malva, somebody approaches the Malva for a loan. And the Malva says, look, next year is Shemitah, or this year is Shemitah, and you understand. I hope you can forgive me, but I am concerned that if I lend you this money, it's a lot of money. If I lend you this money, that you're not going to pay me back on time, which happens very often. You're not going to pay me back on time, and then it's going to be Shemitah, and I'm going to be out $1 million. I'm going to lose the money. So, I'll tell you what. I'm going to lend you the money, al menas shaloi tishmeteni b'shvi'is. I'm lending you the money, al menas, on the condition, shaloi tishmeteni b'shvi'is. That you're not going to cause me, I'm not going to be asked to be mishamet the money to cancel the debt b'shvi'is. Amanash letish mateni bashvis. Ain shvis misham tasai. So there, The Gemara says that in that situation, when the person says Shaloitish Mateni Bashviyas, Ein Shviyas Misham Tosai, then in fact the Shviyas Shmita is not Mishamet the debt. The debt continues. The loan is alive. If the guy says Amana Shaloitish Mateni Bashviyas. Now look in the brackets, it's important. Now there's a difference. The Gemara is mechalik. If a person says, "Almanash shloi tishmeteni bashviyis," I will lend you the money on the condition that bashviyis, you're not going to require or ask of me that I mishamet the debt. Then the halach is that the shviyis is not mishamet. But if the person says, Amanash le tishmeteni shviyas, on the condition that shmita will not cancel the debt, in other words, it's as if he's saying, Almanash, that this din of the Torah of shviyas will not be in effect, or will not affect this debt, this loan, chudulei mahani hatnai, that type of a condition, to make a tnai like that does not work. Why? Because as you know, there's a principle in halacha that you're not allowed to make conditions against the Torah. You can't make a condition, I'll lend you the money on the condition that Shemitah will not bother me. That Shemitah is not going to come along and mess me up. You can't do that. You can't be masna amashakosa b'tayr. You can't make conditions. You can't make a tnai as far as Tilm is concerned and Shabbos and Sitzes. You can't make a tnai to say that Shemitah's k'safim doesn't take effect. However, the Gemara says that you're allowed to say, Almanas shloitish meteni bashviyas. So how does that work? So ayin ridva sham. So when you look in the ridva over there, ba'ayin ridva sham, the kol zeh linyan shviyas. This tnai can work as far as Shemitah's concerned, Shemitah's k'safim. As far as the Yovel is concerned, a Tanai does not work as far as the Yovel is concerned. Therefore, if a person wants to make a Tanai that this deal that we're making on the land will not be affected by the year of the Yovel, and the land will remain with me, it will not be affected by the Yovel, Loi Mahani, it doesn't work. Now listen why the Ritva says that. Why doesn't it work? How come the Tanai works by Shemitah? Again, remember, he doesn't say Shemitah doesn't work. He just says, I'm not sure to Shemitani Bashviyas. You're not going to cause me, you're not going to force me or ask me to let go of this debt. That works by, that Tanai, that condition works by Shemitah's Ksachim, but it doesn't work by Yovel. So the Ritva says, why not? What was the difference between Yovel and Shemitah? So he says, Mishum de Yovel Afkaita de Malka hi. So the Ritva says, because Yovel is an Afkaita de Malka. That is an Afkaita de Malka that happens from Shemayim. Va'atayra Amra ki li kol ha'aretz. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says in the Torah, ki li kol ha'aretz, the world belongs to me. Eretz Yisrael is mine. The world is mine. Ki li kol ha'aretz, an Afkaita de Malka. Uki ilo hisna shum darvitz. As if the words of the guy are meaningless. The guy says, I'll make this deal with you, I'll buy this land from you on the condition that Yovel will not, that you won't come and ask for the land back by Yovel. So the Ritva says that doesn't work, because Yovel, li kol ha'aretz, Yovel is an afkata de malka, Yovel happens in the universe, the Baruch Shalom takes every piece of land, it takes everything in Eretz, and he gives it back to the person. And he gives it back to the original owner. Doesn't make a difference. You want, you don't want. It's nafkat to the malka. Therefore, tonight doesn't work. V'chein hu b'ritva, b'av mitzia, ayin tesam na'al, d'maska b'zman she'in ha'yevel na'al. U'mashma, again, even though he doesn't spell it out, what is clearly implied in this, what the Ritva is saying, u'mashma d'b'shviyas d'mahani t'nai, how could the Tanai work by Shemitah? Because the Ritva is saying it doesn't work by Yovel because Yovel is nafkaita de malka. So what's being implied here is that the reason that it can work by Shemitah's ksafim for the guy to say almanash shelo tishmatani b'shriyas. In other words, don't do that shmitas ksafim mitzvah. You know, don't. And it was the malva saying to the loiva that you're not going to come and expect me to be mishamet the chayv. It sounds like the reason that could work is the b'shriyas the mahani tonight lo havi afkata the malka. Because it sounds like Shemitah is not an Afkata de Malka, but rather it's an Afkata de Gavra, that it depends on the person. And therefore, since it depends on the person, and the person is not saying, I don't believe in Shemitah, I'm not keeping Shemitah, but he's saying, Al-Manash Leitishmita, don't come and take me to Bezdin. Don't come to take me to Bezdin that I should say what? Mishamadani. I'll lend you the money, but don't come after me with Bezdin to be Mishamad the debt. So it sounds, and there, that's how the Ritva explains that the Tanai can work, that Tanai works. Well, Mashma Kedasa Yireim. It sounds like the Ritva agrees with the Yireim. Now, how would the other view of all the other Rishonim, how would they explain the Gemara Makos? We're going to talk about that in a little while. But it sounds like the Ritva, the way the Ritva is explaining it, that the Ritva is explaining it like the Yireim. That Shmitas Ksafim is an Afkarta the Gavra, it's a mitzvah on the person to be mishamet the debt. If the guy makes a tnai, not that there's no such thing as shemitah s'ksaf, you're not allowed to do that, but if he makes a tnai, I'll lend you the money, just don't come after me. Don't come after me with bezdin and put me in this position that I'm going to have to be mishamet. Don't do that. So the Gemara says that amanash alek tishmeteni bashviyas. So the Gemara says, ein shviyas misham tosai, that it works. The Ritva explains this because it's not like Yovel. Yovel, such a thing cannot work because Yovel happens regardless of the guy's feelings or his rutzen to keep it or not. But Shmita's Ksofen, it sounds like the Yireim. There's enough kata the govern. It depends on the person. If the person doesn't say Mishamadani, and he makes it tonight that this guy shouldn't come after him to bother him that he should say Mishamadani. So it sounds like the debt can go through Shmita, and it continues on, and he can come after the Leiva to collect the next, you know, the... He can come to collect after Shemitah. During Shemitah, after Shemitah, he can come collect. It's not Mishamah, it's not Mishamah the debt. It sounds like the Yireim. V'ayin eid b'miuchas l'ritva, shekosav ba'ifin achak k'tzas, that there are some different texts that are attributed to the Ritva, and in this, it sounds a little bit different than that, but basically, this appears to be the view of the Ritva. So it sounds like he holds like the Yireim. In that case, the Yireim is not the only Rishon, but he has the Ritva with him. So this is the machlokes. This is the basic machlokes. Is Shmitas Ksofim Nafkata de Malka or is it Nafkata de Gavra? The machlokes appears to be the basic machlokes is between Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen that's brought down in the Mordechai and the other Yishorim, the Zerua, what appears to be the Rambam, the Ramban, and so on, against the Yireim, who holds his Nafkata the Gavra, and possibly the Ritva holds that as well. Now, the Makor Hashitas, this section, for those who haven't been part of the Limud of Mrs. Amalach, in the Makor Hashitas, the Mechaber just shows us the sources in the Gemara, where each of the Shitas is drawing their opinion from. Usually they were brought up already, but here it just shows clearly what are the makar, what's the makaris of these shitas. So, hina makar lahani shitas deshvius mishametes me'elah. The makar, the source of this view, that shvius is mishametes me'elah, that shmita automatically cancels the debt, that it's nafkata de malka. The source of that, Kosova Minchas Chinuch Mitzvotov Ayin Zayit, so cut and base. The Minchas Chinuch brings Mihod Isa Meseches Gittin Lamed Zayin with base. He brings the Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin. Diksha Haloive Noisen Laha Malve Chayvay. When the Loive goes to the Malve by Shmita, he goes to the Malva to pay the loan, the debt he's going to pay. This Loive is an Eloch guy, and he wants to pay back the money. He comes to pay back the money after Shemitah. I mean, Shemitah was already passed, it's already Shemitah. that kshahalayv neisim lamava chayva al yomer loy bechayvi ani neisim lach. The Gemara says if the loyver comes to do that, he wants to pay back the debt. He should not say bechayvi ani neisim lach. This is a payment of what I owe you. He shouldn't say that. Bechayvi ani neisim lach. Ella, like we said yesterday, Ella yomer loy shalihein. The loyver should say, really, this is my money. Really, I don't owe you anything. It's already Shemitah. I don't owe you anything. It's after Shemitah. I don't owe you anything. So what's this money? Ubematana ani noisen lach. I'm giving you this money as a gift. Harida ein kan oid chayv. So the Minchas Chinuch explains the Gemara in Gidden that ein kan oid chayv. There is no longer any chayv. This can no longer be called a chayv, a debt. Ella matanihi, it's a gift. Why? The kvar nifka me'avkaita demalka. The Minchas Chinuch explains the Gemara. The reason that it's no longer a chayv, it's the same amount of money, but it changes from being a chayv to a matana, a debt to a gift, it's because there was already an afkat of the malkit after Shemitah, and an afkat of the malkit took place, and the debt, therefore, was cancelled. As the Rambam says, avad ha-chayv. So when the loiver comes to give this money, he's not allowed to call it a chayv, he's allowed to say, I'm giving you a gift. That's how the Minchas Chinuch learns pshat in the Gemara. Ula mi pashas a Gemara like a raya. The truth is, the Mitzvah of Melech Rais, the truth is, that from the pashas of the Gemara, it's not really a proof. The simple pshat of this Gemara is not, this is not a proof. Why? The Eishloim Adahad, the Arminish Yitzarach, Aloy V'Leimah, Shaloy Mishum Chayvos, Ani Naisen Lach, Ani Naisen, Rak Mishum Atanak, because it could be that the reason the Gemara says that the Loiva has to come and say, I'm not paying you this back, B'Teres Chayv, as a debt, but rather as a gift, that could be, Hainu La'acha Shekvar Omaha Malva Mishamet Ani. The pshat in the Gemara could very well be, if you look at it, this would seem to be the pashas of the Gemara, in the order of what's going on in the Gemara. The loiver, let's play this back. The loiver comes, after the Shemitah, the loiver comes to the Malva, and he has the money, and he said, and the loiver comes up, he says, I'm here, and the Malva tells him, Misham, the Malva's a good guy, and the Malva does what the Torah says to him to do, and the Malva says, Mishametani. I'm Mishamit. At that point, the loiver says, Shkoyach, I understand, but I'm not coming, and I'm not coming to give you back, it's not a debt that I'm paying you. It's not a debt. I'm giving you a matana. So, Hainu la'ach shekvar omar ha'malva Mishamitani, if we're talking about that, at that point in history, where the malva already said Mishamitani, meaning there was, you could still say it's not nefkata the malka, it's what? A nefkata the gavra. The guy himself said, Mishamatani. Da'oz meshiv ha'loiva af al piche. The loiva then, despite that, wants to be able to give the guy the money. V'gam, he says, af al piche, v'gam in yonim elu she'enim mishum chevasi. Not because of a chayv. Im kain leik erayi davkata demalkahu. Therefore, if this in fact is what took place, and the Gemara is talking in the context of these two tzaddikim, where the loiva comes to pay, the malva says, "No, mishamitani, I'm mishamit. You know, there is no debt." The loiva responds by saying, "I understand. It's not a chayv. I'm not giving you two b'toras chayv. I'm giving you a matana." That's no proof that there's nafkata demalkah. Because it could be, there's nafkat to the gavra, that the guy said, Mishamatani. And that's why it's no longer a chayv. That's why the loiva is giving you Petaris Matana. Because the gavra, the person, was Mishamit the chayv. Not that the guy is screaming, no, give me the money, give me the money, give me. No. It's that he said Mishamatani. So, Imkain Leke Raya Dafkat to the Malko. Dulai Aide Mash Omer Hamalve Mishamatani Nifka Chayv. Really, it's nafkaita the gavra. And the reason that it can no longer be a chayv and it has to be a gift, a matana, is because the malva was mafkia the chayv when he said the words, mishamatani. And therefore, this could support the view of the Reim just as easily to say that it's not nafkai to the malka, it's nafkai to the gavra. And the person has to say mishamatani. And if you don't say, and if Yitaka wouldn't have said mishamatani, then the guy could have said, I'm paying you back the chayv. This is the chayv. I'm giving you the chayv. But because he said mishamatani, so that's mafkia the chayv. So there's no raya from the Gemara, like the Minchas Chinuch says, this is not a raya that it's nafkata the malki, you learn pshat that it's nafkata the gavra. Oid makar l'shita samar chayud di'ime. So we need to find another makar for this view that it's nafkata the malka. So oid makar l'shita samar chayud di'ime. Another makor for the sheet of the Mordechai Udi'imei, meaning and his colleagues, meaning all those who hold like him, the Shvi'is is Nafkata the Malkahu, Yesh Loim Mimimakis Gimel Mebeis. Another makor can be found perhaps in the Gemara there at the beginning of Makis, Gimel Mebeis. The Hiksha Shom Lahai Lishna. The Gemara there asks a kasha. Lahai Lishna Da Malvis Chaver L'Esashonim. Adain Shvi'is Misham Tosai. According to the view in the Gemara, that Amalva es Chaveril es Hashana, Ruvain lends money to Shimon, and the condition of the loan is that you have 10 years to pay back. It's a 10-year loan. Every 10-year loan has a Shemitah in it, right? So, this Lashon of the Gemara says, Da Amalva es Chaveril es Hashana, Adayin Shvi'is Misham Tosai. So it turns out that this was a loan from Chelm. It was a loan from Chelm. The loiver went home thinking to himself, this is my lucky day. I got myself a big Amharitz here. And I got a 10-year loan. A 10-year loan it means that if I could keep this thing going until Shemitah, then I'm off. This is great. We're hoping that he's not such a person and he intended to pay it earlier. But according to this view, Damavis Chaver L'Esashonim Adayin Shvi'is Misham Tosai. That Shvi'is cancels the debt even though the loan was a 10-year loan. Mehad Isa B'Mishnasham De'edim She'idu B'ish Pleini. Now, remember, those who have learned Makis, that the Mishnah there is talking about the situation of Edom Zimmerman. And I don't know if I have to explain, maybe there's someone not familiar with that, but I'm assuming that you're familiar with the parasha of Edom Zimmerman. And if you're going to be learning the parasha these weeks, then you certainly will become more familiar with it. But what happens there is the Mishnah says, the Edom Sheheidu B'ish Pleni Shuchayv L'Chaver Elav Zuz Al Menas Litnon Loi Mikan V'Ad Shleishim Yoyim. There are two Edom that they say Edis, they testify. Yes, we were there at the time that this loan was made. We were there at the time of the transaction. And we are saying Edis, the Ish Pleini, Shuchayv L'Chaver Elav Zuz Amanas Litnam Noi Mikan V'Shleishim Yayim. That the transaction that took place between Reuven and Shimon, the Edom say, it was a 30-day loan. It was a 30-day loan. V'nimtza Zoymimin. Comes out that these Edom were Zimmerman, meaning other Edom came and said that these two guys, Levi and Yehuda, these two Edom, Imanu Hiyisam, these two Edom could not have been there at the time of the transaction. They were with us in California. They couldn't have been there. They're lawyers. They're with us. Now, I'm not going to go into the parish of Edom Zayim, which the Gemara says is a chiddush, and we're not going to go into that to explain why this is, but everybody knows that the din is that the edus of the Edom Zayim, of course, is undermined by that, and not only that, but the din is v'asisim loy kashazom lasis leoch, that we do to these edim now have to do what they tried to cause to happen. That's what now happens to them. So the Nimtza Zayman, so again, these Edom came and said that we were there at the transaction, there was 1,000 zuz, and the thousand zuz were given as a loan, amanas litn lo mikan v'atshleishim here, with the condition that it's going to be paid back in 30 days. V'nimtza zayman. Turns out that these guys are Edom zayman. V'bamas lehil v'le ela amanas l'shal mikan, but as a shon, the truth is it was not the new Edom come and say this was not a 30-day loan. This was a 10-year loan. It's a 10-year loan. So now, what's the question? The question is, so what did these guys try to do? What were these guys, these Edoms, what were they doing? What was going to be the outcome of their Edoms? They were trying to say that it wasn't a 10-year loan, it was a 30-day loan. Now, if it would be a 30-day loan, that means they were trying to get Shimon to pay back Reuven, a 30-day loan, they're trying to get Reuven to pay back Shimon that amount, the thousand zuz. In that case, we would say, hey, you were going to cause there to be a thousand zuz payment. You're Edom Zayim, you're a bunch of lawyers. So now you have to give a thousand zuz. But however, it was really, what it really was a 10-year loan. So a 10-year loan has the presence of Shemit in it, which is Meshamet. So if that's the case, then Be'emes, so he says, Be'emes loy hil v'loy ela almanas l'shalem mikan v'ad ezer shanem. That means that there's a Shemitah in the interim. There's a Shemitah there in the middle. So the Mishnah says, Oimdin kama adam writes a litain, v'chulu, I mean, v'yu b'yodo elav zuz, the Mishnah says, v'yu b'elav zuz, v'yodo elav zuz, ben naistim ikan v'ad shleishim yom, ben naistim ikan v'ad esashonim, that an estimate is made, a certain amount is set. What is it worth to the person to have a thousand zuz between 30 days? Ben neisim mikan v'atshleishim yom, ben neisim mikan v'esashanim. Without going into the pratim of how that estimate is made, that amount of money is made, and that is the amount that he has to pay, that they have to pay. V'amr shvi'is misham tosai. And if we would say that Shemitah is Meshameh, that Shemitah cancels the debt. Kulu nami, the Gemara asks like this, then kulu nami boy shalumilai. Shehifsid lahaloi v'lashalam achayiv. In other words, what they were trying to say was they should have to pay the entire amount, because what were these Edom Zayim coming to do? The Edom Zayim were coming to, they wanted to make the loiver pay a thousand zuz, because they were saying it's a 30-day loan, so they wanted to make the loiver pay a thousand zuz. In fact, it wasn't a 30-day loan. What was it? A 10-year loan. A 10-year loan would have canceled what? The entire amount, and the loiver would have gone off scot-free. So why is this estimation made? Again, we're not going to go to how the estimate is made, but why do you have to make this different number? What's the difference? What is it worth to the guy to have it? The difference between having a loan that you can pay back, that you have to pay back in 30 days, or a loan that you have to pay 10 years? Ish shvi'is misham tosa, the Gemara asks, if Shemitah is meshamet the debt, then what were these Edom Zayim coming to do? They were coming to be mafsid the loiva a thousand zuz. Because if it was only a 30 day, they said it's a 30 day loan. In other words, what they were saying was to be mechayiv the loiva to pay back 1,000 zuz. Comes out now from the new Edom that the truth is what? It was really a 10-year loan. The loiva is screaming, I have a Shemitah in the middle of that, and that would have gotten me off the hook altogether. So what were you guys trying to do? You guys are trying to be mafsid me 1,000 zuz. Because I could have had Shemitah, and Shemitah would have gotten me off for the all 1,000. So the Gemara asks, Yishvis misham tosai, kulu nami boi yishlumi lei shehivsid la'alai v'lashalam achayiv. So the Edom Zayim shouldn't be paying some other number that they make some kind of a... The Edom Zayim should have to pay 1,000 zuz. He was going to get off because it was a Shemitah in the middle. They wanted to say it's a 30-day loan, and in that case he would have to pay the entire 1,000 zuz. So the Edom Zayim now have to... The din is basisim lai. So the Edom Zayim should have to pay 1,000 zuz. That's what they were coming to be mafsid the loiver. Ayin shemasugi. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, if we say that what? If we say the Shvi'is loy havi afkaita the Malka, if we say that Shvi'is is like the Yireim, that Shvi'is Shmita is not an afkaita the Malka, but in fact it's what? An afkaita the Gavra, right? If we say that Shmita's Ksofim is an afkaita the Gavra, if we name it the Shvi'is loy havi afkaita the Malka, v'adayin ha'choiv kayim, if that's the case, then the choiv continues to go on, because the Malva doesn't have to say what? Mishamet ani. In other words, Shmita's Ksofim is lav davka that is going to cancel the debt. It doesn't davka have to, it doesn't happen automatically. Im kein gam lefi ha'emes shahoy al menashe yishonim mikav vese shonim adayin ha'choiv kayim, then the choiv would still exist, and that means that the Edom Zayman in fact were not coming to be mafsid what? The entire amount of 1,000 zuz, because what? Because it still could have been umah hefsid ha'edom. What were the Edom coming to be mafsid? Because if we say that it's nafkata, if we say that what? That in name of the Shvi'is loy havi afkata the Malka, if it's not nafkata the Malka, that means that the Shvi'is is not dafka coming, the Shmita would not necessarily have cancelled the loan, and that essentially there's no difference in whether it's mikam l'shleishim yom or it's mikam l'shashonim. It would be the same thing. Because the Lamaisa, either way, the loiva would have had to pay back the Malva. Because the Malva wouldn't have said Meshamet Ani. So either way, the Chayv would have existed, whether it's 30 days or whether it's 10 years. In that case, so then the Gemara's Kasha is not a Kasha. Umavsi Le'edom. Umavur, the Shvi'is of Kaita de Malkahu. What comes out from this Gemara, the Gemara takes it for granted that that these Edoms are by the Kasha. The Gemara from the Kasha takes it for granted that no, Shmita comes, Shmita. If it's Mikan Veseshonim, then Shmita cancels automatically the debt. Since the Gemara assumes that it's Nafkaita the Malka and there's nothing the Malka can do about it, that's why the Gemara is asking this Kasha. That what do you mean? The Edom Zayim should pay the entire amount because Shmita is going to cancel it. Shmita is going to cancel no matter what anybody says. Shmita is going to cancel the debt. That means that these Edom Zayim who said Mikan Veseshonim Yoim are coming to be Mavsit 1,000 Zuz. Because why? Because really, it turns out that it's Mikan Veseshonim. Mikan Veseshonim automatically cancels the Chayv. That means that the Edom Zayim will come to be Mavsid 1,000 Zuz. But the Gemara takes this double Parshat from the Kasha. The Gemara says a double Parshat. Of course, Shmita cancels the entire debt. What's the Shaila? Shmita cancels the debt. That's why the Edom Zayim will be Mavsid 1,000 Zuz. The Chen Shaper wrote to Edom Mahafsidoi Shehe Chayv Adayin Kayim. They wanted to say it's Mikan Veseshonim Yoim. That means you've got to pay 1,000 Zuz. The truth is, it was a Shemitah, a 10-year loan. Oh, it's a 10-year loan. That means that they were mafsid. You guys are trying to be mafsid. This lawyer, you were trying to get him to pay, and he wouldn't have to pay, because it would be a Shemitah. He wouldn't have to pay. He wouldn't have to pay me. It doesn't depend on the Malka saying, Meshamet, and it's enough guy for the Malka. The truth is that the Yireim himself brings this as a Raya. It's interesting because the Yireim doesn't hold like this, but the Yireim himself asked this kasha on the Gemara. We'll come to Biyurei Hashitas, which we'll talk about. And Mitzvah we'll talk about in the Biyurei Hashitas. All right, we'll continue with the third raya. We'll continue tomorrow.